Could the number of Roma ghettos in the Czech Republic be much higher than official government estimates? So it would seem, according to the preliminary results of a new study commissioned by the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry. It suggests there are over 300 Romani ghettos, including districts, streets and even individual apartment buildings. That contrasts greatly with the findings of the government's Council for Roma Affairs. It says there are at most only a few dozen ghettos. The man behind the new report is sociologist Ivan Gabal. Dita Asiedu spoke to him earlier.
This society is really in a long-term transition period on labour market, restructuring of heavy industry, north, new phenomena of unemployment, etc. And in all this really context of enormous social change, Roma minority found itself among those who really are just downwardly mobile in terms of labour market, living conditions, housing conditions, etc. And all this concentration probably bring these people into certain localities where they really can live in social exclusion and to develop social exclusion in a sort of lifestyle or a way of life.
According to government estimates, there are a few dozen places where the Roma are isolated from the rest of society. Now, you have located over 300 so far.
It's about precision of research, I would say.
So from the research that you've done so far, what would you say has been the most common cause for this poverty that you have seen?
It's really too early to say. However, and I'm really speaking hypothetically, we see effects of several important factors. One is long-term unemployment and lack of performance on labor market for several reasons. The other is process of restructuring of housing ownership, privatization of houses. And last but not least, certain tendency of city halls just to put them under pressure. Either you do something with yourself or you leave.
Do you think that this country has the means to actually provide all these different educational programs and projects that are needed?
We will have knowledge. We will have financial resources. We see quite clearly that in those localities where is present service of street workers from people in need organization, the situation seems to us at least sort of stabilized. We are talking with other NGOs and organizations, and we will see how far the government coming out from next elections is able to act. And I can see two different directions. One is at least to give a chance to those families who wish to leave socially excluded communities and give better chances and opportunities for their children. And the other area is really how to handle and tackle the situation of those who are really satisfied with their current social exclusion, who see normality in the way of life they live.
Dita Asiedu was talking there to the sociologist Ivan Gabal.